This is Ozarks at Large. With COVID-19, vaccines, and masks are polarizing topics, but a physicist at the University of Arkansas is hoping clean air is something we can all agree on. Hugh Churchill is an associate professor at the U of A, and he spoke with Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore about the creation of a DIY portable air filter that helps remove infectious airborne particles, like coronavirus, from the air. And Matthew is with me now. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Kyle.
All right, let's start with the basics. What exactly does an air purifier do?
Right. So the one-sentence answer to this is that they remove particles that are suspended in the air. I have one at home I bought on the internet, and it typically helps if you have allergies or asthma to remove pollen or dust from the air.
All right, so allergies, asthma. How does air filtration then help with COVID-19?
So Hugh Churchill, the physicist from the University of Arkansas, says that while vaccines and masks are effective ways to combat the disease, air filtration is often overlooked as another effective way to improve safety.
You know, early on, everybody was really worried about sanitizing surfaces and things like that. But a major effort by epidemiologists and indoor air quality experts and things like that has discovered actually that there is an airborne transmission pathway that's important as well. And that airborne transmission occurs through these tiny particles that are suspended in the air for a long time. And so the emphasis needs to shift from cleaning surfaces to cleaning the air.
So Hugh and the team that's working with him, they've designed a do-it-yourself air purifier. Okay, help me paint a word picture for those with us. What exactly does it look like?
I want you for a second to imagine a cube in your mind. On the very top of the cube is a box fan, just a plain old box fan you'd buy at Walmart. And you want the fan blowing up towards the ceiling. Next, you want what Hugh calls a shroud, which helps keep the air the fan is pushing out clean.
Because if you have a round fan blade and a square fan, the corners of that square, it's actually going to suck air, unfiltered air, into the fan and blow that around the room.
That shroud or piece of cardboard is the bottom of the cube. And the four sides of the cube, you're going to use high-quality HVAC air filters. Hugh says you should invest in filters that have a MERV rating of 12 or higher to ensure adequate filtration. Once you have the cube assembled,
basically what you do is take some duct tape and tape all around the edges to attach the filter to the box fan.
Okay, this all sounds, it makes sense, but it also seems a little too simple. How does it compare to an air filter, perhaps like the one you bought off the internet?
Well, according to Hugh's research in his lab setting, extremely well.
What we found was that even though the particle removal efficiency is a little bit less than what you have in a HEPA filter, for example, the airflow is a lot higher at a reasonable cost point. And so actually the clean air delivery performance is comparable or even better at a fraction of the cost.
Installing a system in a school HVAC would be prohibitively expensive in most school districts. Even if you were going to buy a quote unquote professional air filter that does the kind of work for each classroom, you'd be spending $200 or more on each one. The DIY version you can buy at Walmart for right at $100.
All right, so you brought up classrooms. I would imagine that schools and teachers would greatly benefit from having these do-it-yourself filtration systems in their classrooms.
Right, and there's a website, cleanourair.com, cleanarair.com, where they can find links to order the kits for themselves. Or if someone wants to donate kits to their local school, you can make a tax-deductible donation, and teachers can fill out a form to request one for their classrooms.
Did he ever think that as a nanoscale physicist, he would become what's basically the equivalent of the MacGyver version of air filtration?
Definitely not.
I'm sort of an unlikely messenger for this idea, but the thought that I had was, okay, here's this idea that you see pop up on social media all the time and stuff like that. And I felt as a scientist, I had the ability to test if it really works. And so sort of felt compelled to do that and see that it does.
Do you feel like you could create one of these? Like you could go get the material and then create it in the middle of this studio?
I have done harder things in this studio, so I feel confident I could, Kyle.
All right, Matthew Moore is a reporter and producer for Ozarks at Large. Matthew, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.